This week, Representative Green filed paperwork allowing him to start raising money for a run for governor. The Green Bay Republican also transferred $1.3 million from his federal campaign fund to his new state account. Green's money transfer came just hours before the state elections board was scheduled to talk about blocking such moves. The board voted unanimously yesterday to work on a new transfer policy. Then Democrats and a nonpartisan board member pushed through an emergency rule that limits what types of transferred money can actually be spent on a state race. Rule sponsor Shane Falk says he wants no use of federal political action committee money and wants a $10,000 cap on individual contributions.
We're not putting this individual candidate at a significant advantage over the other people. We just want fair application of Wisconsin election laws. There's no basis in Wisconsin statute for this conversion rule, and it shouldn't be an automatic, huge, multi-million dollar loophole for these candidates.
Falk estimates Green could be blocked from spending as much as $800,000. The elections board has traditionally allowed campaign transfers, letting Tom Barrett move money from his congressional campaign fund into his governor's race bid 3 years ago. A Republican appointee to the elections board, John Savage, says he sees nothing wrong with politicians moving around campaign funds.
By and large, people give money to candidates, not for one specific races, and they voted to support Mark Green with their dollars, and he ought to be able to spend it where he wants.
The McCain-Feingold law blocked federal campaign transfers, but Congress recently changed the law via a budget amendment. The emergency rule from the state elections board is good for 150 days, during which a hearing must be held before there's a vote on a permanent rule. However, Republicans who control the state legislature could axe the emergency plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.